Federated just wants to say thanks to all local businesses in and around the state of Minnesota. You are our community partners, our neighbors, our families, and our friends. And when you need Federated, Federated is here to help. Visit federatedinsurance.com or call your local marketing representative to access trusted resources you may need during this pandemic. At Federated, it's our business to protect yours.
TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. TCL, America's fastest growing TV brand.
Oh, it's fun.
Crazy.
It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
I guess Kubiak's fixed the offense. Now we got to get Zim to fix the defense, huh?
I don't think you can fix the defense. Mm-hmm. Do you?
Well,
with the guys they're missing?
Early on, the Houston offensive line is brutal.
Yes.
I'd take the Vikings over theirs. At least they got O'Neal, who had a good game against Watt. And
Houston didn't care. Like, they weren't tackling.
I think they want to get O'Brien fired.
Yeah, which is going to be really hard since he's also the general.
The GM can't fire him, so.
He's got as much power as Chili did when he started here, you know?
Yeah, but he's even got the title.
But he's got more of the title, you're right.
Chili still had to argue with Spielman or somebody, right? Whoever was there, Fran Foley or whoever. I miss Fran Foley, man. That was a promising
era. That might have been the quickest the quickest flirtation.
Whatchamacallit.
Seifert.
No, the guy at...
Seifert exposed him for the resume.
The predecessor to Bill Guerin, Paul whatever the hell it is.
Fenton. Oh, Paul Fenton was a long-timer.
Yeah, compared to Fran. Fran only lasted, what, 6 months maybe?
He ran the
one draft, right?
Yeah, the 2006 draft with Childress. He ran that one, and then he was out by May.
Yeah.
They fired him in May, in part because he had lied on the resume, which Seifert did a story on.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that was an excuse, right? Okay. That was an excuse to get rid of him.
What did he call it? Was he hired
by the Ziegmeister?
So that was
their first hire then?
Yes. They hired Childress, and Fran was going to be Childress's caddy on personnel.
Okay.
He was going to be what Spielman became.
Apparently, Chili didn't enjoy working with him.
Do you remember... They had a press conference to preview the 2006 draft, and they had it in the old shed, practice shed at Winter Park. And Fran is the face of the draft process. Yeah. And I swear to God, Patrick, he called it the player procurement process.
What happened to Fran? Did he get a job in the league?
I don't think he did.
Man, why?
I don't know what happened to him.
That was a short-termer.
He sued him. He sued the Vikings because he got fired so quickly. He definitely filed some type of lawsuit against him, but I don't remember what happened to it.
You know, the guy who's really playing well that I wasn't 100% sure of after last year, Thielen.
Yeah.
I didn't think, he's getting himself open again. He's still got it.
It helps to have the kid across from him.
It does, too. It does. Yeah, obviously does. But he's putting up big numbers, and the kid's two straight 100-yard games is the first time since, what rookie? When did Moss ever do that? I don't know if he was a rookie. Did he ever put two back together or not? I don't know. So,
but Jefferson is, I think they hit that one. Unlike Treadwell, I think they hit this one.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's a hell of a player.
I mean, if he and Treadwell had a foot race, he'd beat him by 10 yards in a 100-yard dash.
Yeah. I still don't know what the...
Treadwell was... We wanted a possession receiver with a good catch radius, but everything you read about him, well, he'd been injured.
Yep. And the injury.
And he couldn't run. He wasn't fast.
Yeah, those are problems.
So we said, after having Troy, apparently, we said, speed don't matter. Just we want catch radius. But how about both?
And how about you can run a route?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, got to be able to run
a route. Is he still in the league, Laquan?
Atlanta picked him up, released him, and they might have picked him back up. That's the thing now. Guys are getting jobs. You could get a job. Because they're signing guys, teams because of COVID are just signing people to practice squads.
And they have a bigger roster they've ever had, right?
Yes. And you can activate a guy from your practice squad the night before a game now.
So I'm here's another, I'm looking up here and they got Butler's highlights going on ESPN. The other night, I'm watching Miami and the Lakers. And there's people there. And I said, what the hell? They let a crowd in here now? These aren't card cutouts. Turned out it was a replay from December or some damn thing. So, and I'm sitting there and saying, the Lakers are killing them again. It's going to be 3-0. It's going to be, Then it gets done. And then I look like And then I'm looking at the crawl for the scores, seeing, because I didn't know how many points. I was watching without the sound on, and I'm saying, you know, I wonder who got the points or anything like that. And then there's not on the crawl. I said, God almighty, the ESPN's really giving up on the NBA. And then I finally realized it was a replay.
So you were watching an old Lakers Heat.
That's very dangerous right now because so many replays are on. You know, there's so little live sports and so many replays. But anyway, yeah, well, the Vikes, they're in it, baby. I don't think they're a city. But everybody keeps forgetting when they said, traditionally, 0-3 teams never make the playoffs. Well, you got an extra spot.
Right.
You got 7 out of 15.
Right.
You know, you got an extra spot. And we've had 7-9 teams make the playoffs. Now, that's not going to happen in this division. But 8-8, we've had second-place teams 8-8 make the playoffs. And I think you'll have an 8-8 this year. So
do you think,
if you can get
to
8-8.
Do you think they'll get to 8?
Oh, I don't know.
Houston's so bad.
But the end of their schedule, though, is pretty easy. Yeah, Houston's much worse than I thought.
Yes.
I thought Deshaun had come out and light him up. And
so God, did I.
They came out and handed the ball off and didn't go any. When the Vikings start stuffing your run.
David Johnson.
Harrison Smith gets thrown out and people are upset. But I think his reputation as a cheap shot artist probably got him there.
Well, he led with his helmet.
Yeah.
That's the definition of that rule. I mean,
yes. And the
Zimkin
week,
goes
the,
crazy.
Was it the week before or 2 weeks ago where he took the shot at the guy's lower legs that was unnecessary?
I don't remember that one.
He knocked the guy out. I mean, it was a legal tackle, but it was like,
right.
You could have hit him in the belly and he ends up hitting him, taking his legs out from under, and the guy had to leave through one of the receivers. Had to leave right after the game. And was that 2 weeks ago? And the coach complained.
Do you remember, Declan? I don't
coach
recall.
Complained. I do not.
Yeah. Anyway, I think he's, you know, he's got a reputation in the league, and that's what's going to happen, right?
Well, if you go in with your helmet,
yeah,
whether the guy ducks or not after he catches the ball, you're going to be in trouble.
It seems even more so this year, though. They're like, if they call it targeting, it's going to be uphill. It looks like.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I saw one the other day.
It doesn't bother me, so.
Didn't look like. No, it doesn't either, but I saw some people were. The Vikings were few. Zim was upset.
Oh, Zim was pissed.
So
Zim was very, very upset.
That's unusual for Zim to be upset about one of his guys.
He needs to accept the fact his defense isn't good, and that's just the way. I mean, there's seriously nothing he can do about it.
Hey, they've 2 weeks in a row, they made a lot of guys kick field goals.
Yeah.
Right? So,
yeah, the Titans kicked, what, 5, 6?
Yes.
Guskowski?
Yeah, including a couple of long ones. So
I'm very curious to see what happens when Russell Wilson gets his gets on the field against this defense.
They don't have much of a running game either, but Russell, because Russell's the best player in the league right now.
Yes.
He's the best quarterback in the league.
Yes,
right
he is.
Now.
Yes, he is.
How about Cam testing positive? How'd that happen? Do we know how Cam Newton tested positive?
I don't know if he, yeah, don't
and
know.
So
no.
He won't play tonight. They're playing it tonight, right?
Correct.
They're
yeah,
playing
there's
going
to be two Monday night games.
I bet
they're going to stagger.
I bet ESPN's happy about that. They pay all that money for this, and now they got a competitive.
I bet you this is the last time that they will allow that, and the next game that gets, if it's delayed within the week, goes to Tuesday, just like the Vikings-Eagles game did in 2010. Mm-hmm. I bet they do the
well,
same
Kansas
thing.
Well, Kansas City, I think, now has 3 games in 10 days or something like that. Because something happened with Kansas City. They get moved back?
They got moved to Monday night against the Patriots.
Okay.
That's the Monday night game.
Now,
or that's a Monday night game.
And then they play Sunday, and then they play Thursday.
Okay.
So they got this gives them one less day. And the team they're playing next week, Thursday, has a week off. I can't remember who they're playing, but that team has a week off, and they're going to be playing their third game in 10 days.
And the question now is, are the Titans going to be able to come back and play next Sunday themselves? Because I guess today, Monday was the first day they didn't have a positive test in like 5 days.
Well, that's good, but it's also a sad reflection on the Viking defense that they had enough social distancing against the Titans that none of them got sick.
That's the idea.
That's right. They kept.
You don't make plays.
They kept
can't get
six,
sick.
They kept that 6 feet apart from the.
I was shocked by that, though.
Henry.
I was absolutely shocked that somebody like Bradbury, the center, didn't get it. Like you get, you know, the
yes,
guy's
right
there.
Yes, right. It's
breathing
is,
on you the whole game.
It is. impossible to figure it out. But they're, I mean, your reaction was, we've had enough college games postponed or scheduled or canceled that you were wondering how the NFL avoid this, but now they haven't. So,
and college clearly is not going to put any concern in games played, which is fine.
No, and college also is not testing daily, I don't think. Most, at least certainly a lot of them that are playing can't afford. I think the SEC's three, the Big Ten supposedly every day, right? But the SEC is 3 days a week, I think.
Because our boys start on what, the 24th of October, Michigan?
Michigan here, yeah. Michigan here. And, you know, all those miserable, lousy crowds they had in November.
Yep.
The past because it was too cold.
Yep.
How are we going to like December? I mean, they won't let that many people in anyway, so it doesn't make that
much
difference.
I don't think they will. At all,
they're
going to
let
state,
some
right?
people. They're going to, yeah,
oh, will they?
They're going to let
go to pods or something. Go to seating pods like they did for the Saints.
And they're going to have to try to convince them to. Let
so the Twins let some people in for their playoff games, but those were staff and family, right?
Staff and family. Yeah, and there was couldn't have been 500.
They should have been allowed to boo, by the way.
Yes, they should have. Yes, they should have. That was a very meek effort. Reavers and I were just talking about it on baseball podcast, but the combination of nobody being able to get a hit,
yep,
and sloppy fielding and horrible pitching decisions by Rocco and Wes Johnson combined to make that, I think it tops 06 as an embarrassing dismissal. 06, you got beat because Zito beat Santana, and your game two starter was Boof Bonzer, right?
Yes.
I mean, and, you know, you're obviously that it was great expectations for that team, but this team, to go out in that fashion when Rocco hooks Maeda and then with no plan to get to the finish line, you know, how are you going to get to the finish line if you use May in the sixth and Duffy in the seventh?
Mm-hmm.
And you, with the way the Twins were swinging the bats that game against that Valdez, you know, you had to think about trying to win it 1-0, right?
Yeah.
So you got to get another. You either got to get another inning out of Maeda or another inning out of May. May goes through 2, 3, and 4 on 11 pitches, and you don't bring him back out. It was idiotic. And then Hook and Barrios after 5 made no sense, and you cannot. They love to cite third time through the order stats. Well, all third times through the orders are not the same. If a guy's, you know, third time through the order when you haven't been all that good, mm-hmm. you know, when you've been struggling
yes.
a little bit, going to 3-2 counts, and third time through the order when you're throwing like Barrios was on Wednesday,
yep.
there's a big difference there. I want Barrios the third time through the order instead of Cody Stasiak the first time through the order, okay?
Yes, and Stasiak then throws two innings, which they didn't allow May to do, to your point, in game one.
It was stupid. And people are questioning Rocco's instincts as a user of pitching. I don't question those because he's, you know, played forever and he knows more baseball than any of us, but... He and Wes have tied themselves so much to numbers and analytics that they just made a dumb decision.
But how do you do it 2 games in a row? That's my question. And you had 3 games against the Yankees last fall in which your pitching decisions weren't great then, and I thought you would have learned for this one. Like, the playoffs are not, it's not July 25th here.
No.
That's what I don't understand.
No, I think it was.
Shift your thinking.
It was awful, but then again, you get 7 hits in 2 games. How are you going to beat anybody? 2 doubles
right.
by Cruz.
My problem is it's been 5 playoff games with Rocco now where basically the entire team just falls apart.
Yeah, they pretty much did it. I just think that the way they're built, the last year obviously was a much more effective lineup than this year because Garver wasn't an automatic out and Snow wasn't an automatic out. But... Bomba ball don't work at that time of year. You got to be able to create a run.
Yeah.
I mean, you either got to create a one run or win it 2-1. You can't You know, you got to. I don't know how you're going to score two runs with this lineup unless somebody hits a home run. It'll be interesting. Eddie's gone. Are they going to trade Kepler for pitching?
I think they have to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Because Kepler will get you. Some, I mean, I was trying. Rosario's not going to get you a boatload back.
Oh God, you might have to release him.
Yeah, so that's a non-factor as far as a significant trade.
No, nobody's going to trade for Eddie because they're taking on a $10 million. You know, if you bring him back next year, you got to pay him $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nobody wants to pay.
But
Eddie.
your point going back a few months, Pat, is the best point. It's the starting point. What's the payroll going to be?
Oh yeah, it'll. You know. I think the average, I heard that teams are losing $200 million from what they normally would have used between TV running, the reduction TV running, no people in the stands. I mean, it was going to be 140 this year, and I've heard some people use 145. It's not going to be over 100. People are talking about $20 million reduction. I think it'll be more than that, don't you? I mean, how can you come back?
Yeah.
How can you come back from this when you don't know if anybody's going to be in the ballpark until July?
Right. That's the problem.
Yeah,
the problem is the unknown's going to continue, not end.
And how would you like to be selling season tickets? And, you know, that money you use is your seed money.
Yes.
Season tickets, suites, new suites. They got a lot of empty suites already.
And what corporations have the money to snatch those up? Given their circumstances.
Yes, yeah, it's
so you can't just go back out and say, hey, we can have people in our suites now.
I was talking about this earlier. It's a whole new environment because teams know that their world is not going to be the same when the pandemic's over, but the players want the same contracts that the guys were getting last year when we thought we were going to play a baseball season.
Yes.
And that's unattainable. And I wonder if Tony Clark and the players know what idiots are going to look like if they actually decide to go on strike at the end of this year. Because I got news for them. With current revenues and the punch these guys are taking, they'll be willing not to play the 2022 season.
Mm-hmm.
The owners, hell yeah.
To
try to recover from the pandemic. They'll be willing to just lock you out.
If they don't get exactly what they want from the players, they won't play.
Mm-hmm. No, they're going to.
This is not going to be a give and take.
The players are going to have to accept, you know, maybe the NHL's escrow program will have to come into effect in baseball.
Yep.
You know, that if we'll see what our revenues are and, you know, we're going to keep 25% of your money and see what our revenues are.
Right.
It's going to have to happen everywhere. Well, how about the NBA? Horrible rating, TV ratings. And they're in the middle of trying to negotiate new TV contracts, right? I think the NBA is.
And hockey is, too, eventually here as well.
And did you see the report from the NHL over the weekend? They're in talks with expanding into ESPN.
Oh, well, they have to.
They have to. I think their NBC deal does expire, but they want them to still be the main partner. But then they want, just like the NBA does, and have supplemental coverage on games on ESPN2 or news or whatever.
I got news for them. There ain't going to be a lot of money in that pot. ESPN is. What do you think ESPN's pot is from what it was before the pandemic?
You take the exposure and say thank you, which is what Bettman's never gotten. But they are across the board. There might not be fans in NHL or NBA arenas.
Well, they're all talking about starting in January.
Well, they're talking about pots.
When does the NHL hope to start?
January.
But they're all
talking about possibly starting in bubbles. Hockey is talking about hockey.
It's stupid because there isn't enough TV money.
Hockey is talking about having to have an all Canadian division because as of right now,
you can't.
The teams from the states can't go into Canada.
Yeah, well, they had to go in and they didn't make them quarantine. But that
was a special.
But when Sarah McClellan went up there, she had to
14 days.
14 days. She had to sit in her hotel room for 14 days.
But, I mean, this is very much going to be a mess for months.
I got a complaint about quarantine.
Yeah?
Okay.
Lieutenant Colonel James Ricey, lifer, 30-some years, went from 32 years, I think, private to a lieutenant colonel in the United States Marine Corps. Three tours of duty in Iraq. Flew back to Hawaii. They made him quarantine for 14 days.
In Hawaii?
That's where he lives.
From here? Yeah, from here.
Where he lives, yeah. But he's got a residence there.
Yeah.
But he didn't get the military exemption because he officially retired on September 30th, but he'd been retired for like 2 months because he had leave accumulated and stuff. But when he went back, he flew back on the 30th, so he'd still be active duty.
Yeah.
But his base on his documents was the Pentagon. So they said, you're not a Hawaii guy. You're not based here in Hawaii. So he has to sit in his house for 14 days.
So explain to me, what happens if you don't? Who catches you?
I was wondering that myself.
Because Sarah sat there in her hotel room.
She was faithful.
In the Edmonton, right.
Wrote letters to her dad and did all kinds of stuff.
What happens if you go down to buy a newspaper?
I don't know. Who's...
is there a guy?
Is there
a... quarantine guy?
NHL might have had... They might have put the media all in the hotel and had somebody lurking in the lobby.
Every season, the Olsons would gather on their dock. With all the weeds and muck, no one would go into the water except for neighbor Larry, who would stand in there to cool off amongst the thick weeds.
Hey, neighbors.
Larry. But this season, the Olsons dropped a few Aquaside pellets into their lakefront. After just one application, the water was crystal clear. And turns out, neighbor Larry is a free spirit and a fan of skinny dipping.
Hey, neighbors.
Larry. Oh, my.
Who nude?
Clear your lake or pond completely. Visit aquaside.com. State permit may be required.
I just want, if your son goes out of his house.
Yeah, well, I don't know if
in
they
Hawaii,
can,
what
I
happens?
Don't know if they can go have... You know, go to the PX and get their off base, obviously. But right. I don't know if they can go get groceries. They got to be able to go get groceries, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'd certainly be tempted.
It's a quarantine like we had where we could go to the grocery store.
Oh, okay. That's not that bad then. What Sarah did for the bubble for hockey sounded.
Now, she wasn't supposed to leave her
hotel.
Room.
And
her
she room. Didn't. She spent 14 days in a Marriott hotel room in Edmonton.
I'd never be that trusted. So she did not get a little, she did not get in like a limo and drive around the block and wave at her admirers?
With her service detail?
Yes.
With her secret service detail?
In a hermetically sealed vehicle where if there's any virus in there, and by the way, there was.
You know what? Wes Anderson. You got to get your hands on the entire 2020.
And
just cast your buddy Bill.
Yeah.
Bill Murray can star.
Yeah.
It'll be the greatest ever.
By the way, I went to the Lagoon last night. I tweeted this.
I saw
5:15
this.
Movie.
I'm very interested to see this
5:15 movie on the rocks. And Sofia Coppola, who did a great job with him in Lost in Translation,
has
come back with him. I wasn't that. I like Rashida Jones, but she wasn't that good in the movie, I didn't think.
Really?
Scarlett and Bill were great. She was, I don't know. The movie wasn't as good as Lost in Translation, but it was good. But 5:15, Lagoon, Vikings game ended 2 hours ago. Perfect movie for that area, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Six people in the theater.
Yeah.
And I knew we were in trouble because I tried to buy a ticket online because I thought, okay, you're only letting in however many people that it might be sold out, so I better. So I was driving around and I stopped and got two tickets. And when I came back, the guy said, "Welcome back."
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And we bought popcorn and a drink.
Yep.
We were their biggest contributors of the evening.
Wow.
The theaters,
that's sad.
They're not going to make her.
That is sad.
They're not going to make her.
That's a great theater, too.
Yeah. And, if you don't want to go watch it now, it's on Amazon Plus or something.
That's what I was going to ask you. Can I watch it
on
Xfinity yet?
I think you probably, October 27th or something, it shows up on some outlet. But come on. Get off your fat asses. You can go to a theater. They got every other row blocked off. Nobody sits. Every other row is blocked off. They're only accepting 25% capacity. You're not going to get the virus.
Which is more than six people.
People are wearing masks. And I don't know. We usually go to Edina for a movie like that. They're closed. They're not. They haven't reopened because the same people own them as own the Lagoon, but how the hell Are they even? They had two employees there.
Yeah.
But how are you going to stay open?
Well, how are bars? Now that it's cold again.
Yeah, there's a, you know, that whole area there's changed. That Louis went under a couple of years ago. That was a big bar next to Lagoon in that corner. There was some people mingling around. I saw some Viking fans like stumbling out of a couple of bars like at 5 o'clock or so, very happily. But it's, you know, I don't know. Where are we going to be? What's the entertainment business going to look like when this is over?
Very, very stripped down. I just don't think. Look, Pat, long term, if this keeps up as long as it looks like it's going to, just take sports. How does every team in this town make it?
I don't know.
Like, it's not, first of all, it's not that big a town. And second of all, it was already spread thin when times were good as far as a dollar.
Our suites are absolutely overbuilt.
Yeah.
The Vikings came in, they put in more suites, doubled and tripled the price for everything, sucked a huge amount of the total package out of the community. I don't know if they're going to get hurt, but they're not getting some of the prices I've heard that people are paying for suites for them. I don't know if they've, you know, have made them sign 10-year contracts or something like that. But the Vikings are going to be the last team that gets hurt. Yep. So somebody's, you know, I don't know how the Timberwolves make
it. That's my question. The Wolves were already scuffling and struggling every step of the way when
they were 30th in NBA attendance this year. And they said, I think they listed it at 15 or 14 or something, but it's not that many people. And they, you know, they made the big mistake of goosing up prices after they made the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What are you going to do to get people in? You get the number one draft choice. You know, if you're getting the number one draft choice and it's Shaq or it's LeBron, it means something. You're getting the number one draft choice and it's Anthony Edwards, nobody's going to buy a ticket.
Correct.
You know, I mean, it's nice to have him.
Right.
You know, you're going to get a player, but it's not come out. Even when we had Wiggy at the state fair, when they made that trade,
mm-hmm.
we had a huge crowd. Everybody had Wiggy fever, you know, because they
get Wiggy with it.
Get Wiggy with it. We had T-shirts, right?
Yes.
And, you know, then unfortunately we saw Wiggy, but
it's a whole other story.
You know,
we don't like to talk about that part of the history.
No, but it's a league so much run by pre-draft publicity, and there's nobody getting pre-draft publicity. There's nobody to make. You got the number. People say this is a change of Timberwolves' luck. No, this is a continuation of Timberwolves' luck to finally move up in the draft and get the number one in a draft where you could take any one of eight guys.
Yeah, and there's nobody there really who's going to move the needle.
Yeah, I mean, even now, one of them, you know, Anthony or Edwards could turn out to be a guy who can actually make a jump shot, even though it's not in his deal. But, you know, it's not in his profile now. He shot 27% or something, but he didn't shoot a lot of them. But it's he probably make them better, but not to the point where, wow, I got to go watch him.
Right.
And I don't think Cat makes people go watch him anymore. People are disappointed in him as good as he can have the big night. But
well, and I'm just talking about who's going to pay for, I mean, the Wild was already attendance-wise going down.
Yeah. They
those prices aren't going to cause people to rush back to the arena there. Wolves were empty.
But, you know, the Wild, they're going to go down, but they're still, you know, they have the most difficult audience, and throw the Vikings out of it. Their audience is harder to discourage than any audience in town.
Unless Dad lost his job.
Yeah, well, that's true.
If Dad lost his job, give me those Bouchard jerseys back. We're going to put them on the fire because you can't afford heat.
Yeah, you're right. If Dad in Woodbury lost his job or took a 30% pandemic pay cut that he hadn't gotten back yet.
Yeah. We'll watch him on TV.
Obviously a lot of it's corporate with them, but also I've said there has never been a town, never been a team in this town in my lifetime, which is since Major League Sports started in 1961, that sucked in the families better than these guys.
Yes.
Their marketing was fantastic. Having some little brat come out there and plant the flag and the whole outreach.
Lywicki and Sperling and those guys, you're right.
They're geniuses. They're
right.
Geniuses.
Which is hilarious because the North Star's existence was rooted in being drunk and rowdy.
And being from the east side of St. Paul and wearing a bar jacket.
Yeah.
And keeping mom at home, right?
Yeah, and being out in the parking lot until you passed out.
Which, by the way, was the same people that sold out the Gopher hockey for a long time, because on Fridays and Saturdays, the guys got away from the wives and went to the hockey games. But so I think if the people still have the money, they're going to go to the Wild game. But they're not going to be as many people with money in the suite business.
The suites are going to be, yeah.
Suites going to be tougher. So I don't know what kind of. And how do you hold people to their suite contracts if they tell you, we don't have any money anymore?
Yeah.
Our company just took a 30% cut, you know.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't think you probably can.
How about if you own a nice little lunch stand on the Skyway?
Oh, God. That's a whole other one.
That Skyway is.
Well, what if you have a business downtown?
Yeah.
There's nobody goes downtown.
The wife and I went to Murray's on Friday night.
Yeah.
It's her birthday. And
happy birthday.
And they were letting in, they took out a bunch of tables in the big room, and they were full in the big room. We ate in the bar.
Good. That's great.
We ate in the bar, but it's like half capacity. And a place like that, you got to be full on Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Because,
of course,
you know, you got to have 100% on Friday and Saturday, because on Tuesday, Wednesday, you're going to have 30% even without a pandemic. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I was somewhat encouraged by that, but it's not exactly the downtown was teeming with people. That's for sure.
No, that's the thing. When I drove down to Twins games, I was like, you don't understand. Nobody goes down there to go, you know, there's no fans going to the bars.
Mm-hmm.
So people don't go downtown because they're staying home, period. And that's the thing about it is, I don't know how do you get people back out without a vaccine? And they're clearly not confident in going back out. And there's just so many.
Well, I think that our future is such that even when the vaccine comes, and it's not like everybody's going to get one, we have now trained people to not want to be sitting next to other people because they might give me germs.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
We're raising a whole group that doesn't want to shake hands. Right?
And they will also wear masks. Like, I don't think the mask. I think with the older people, the mask will go away pretty quickly. I think with the younger generation, I don't know.
I have a real problem with masks for this reason. I wear them when I have to. But we just look like a bunch of dorks. That's why. I don't like them because of the way it makes society look. We look like idiots. That's my problem.
You know what the best part about them is?
My problem is we look like dummies. And if you're in your car by yourself and Donald Trump's not in there with you breathing on you, okay.
If you don't need to wear your mask,
take the mask off.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yes.
That's fair.
Because you look like a real dork then.
It's good, though, because no one can see your facial expression. So if you think a person's an idiot, you can have that look on your face and they can't see it. That's true. Without having to cover my mouth now. Just let that sneeze go right into the mask.
I do. I do think that the Don getting sick is probably going to increase decrease the number of people protesting wearing masks. I think that the Don getting sick has made people think maybe this is more than the flu. Okay.
Now is the Don now also actively saying that people should wear masks since he got it? And the White House has basically become a petri dish?
I don't know what he's saying on that, but they did show him at work at the hospital on Saturday. And then they've zoomed in on the piece of paper that he was signing, and it was blank. He was signing like a showing. Ivanka sent out, still working for
I
the
saw
people.
That.
Still working for the people. They zeroed in on the piece of paper. It was blank.
I just love the fact he got up from his hospital bed to put the jacket and the shirt on.
And to go around the block. Unbelievable.
I'd wear my PJs.
Sunday's game postponed. So when are, that one is
so that's the Patriots-Chiefs game that's going to be part of, yeah, that's going to be on CBS tonight.
The Patriots Monday have night to take him on without Cam then.
Correct.
Who's their quarterback? Brian Hoyer. Do they still have Brian Hoyer?
Don't laugh. He might be. I think Jared Stidham, right? The kid that was going to start.
Okay. All right.
I think he's going to start. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then the Chiefs practice squad quarterback got it too. So
have you been reading every Sunday? I read the injury list. Oh man, good players. The Vikings are. They haven't had anybody hurt really. I mean, they lost Barr and Danielle.
And Hunter, but has a neck problem. Who's getting a second opinion?
Yes,
that's never good.
But you know, I was really shocked when I went on my first Viking Zoom. As I tweeted, to discover that Zim doesn't know what the injury is.
You know, on
Hunter. You would think the head coach, somewhere along the line, Sugarman or somebody would have said, yeah, it's a neck injury.
Told him to buzz off.
But he doesn't know. No, Zim.
Mike asked, and he was told no.
Zim, it's none of your business.
Yep, exactly
it's
right.
None of your business.
You'll tell the media, because we know you're media friendly,
right,
so we're not going to tell you.
Why didn't he say, I can't tell you, instead of I don't know?
Because I think he hates us.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's gotten the point of pure hate.
You know, I do kind of like Thomason from St. Paul, because he'll ask him again next week twice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and Michael get very upset.
Yeah. Yeah. What's Hunter's injury? Is that the neck? Yep. I'd like that.
There's Mike, that neck injury.
No, he said this Friday. He said, that injury to Hunter, is that the neck?
It drives Zim crazy.
Zim, big long pause and said, I don't know.
Drives Zim crazy.
That's why we're in the business.
You got anything else?
Mm-hmm.
So should I go see you on the rocks or just wait till it comes to?
Well, you can go and there's five people in the theater and it's safe as hell and they sell popcorn and I don't have the virus from going there, but you can wait too. I mean, it's not as good as Lost in the Translation. Not as good. Plus, let's face it, Rashida doesn't at 40 doesn't pique your interest like Scarlett at 22 or whatever she was.
Yeah, Scarlett was well cast in that movie.
Yeah. I didn't realize that I think that movie was not original script. Lost in Translation.
Really?
But this is, Sophia wrote this one. Maybe I'm wrong. But I thought I read something that came out of some book.
Nothing will beat Rushmore, Patrick. Still one of my favorite Bill Murray movies of all time.
You know, I don't like Bill as a human being because he threw my buddy Augie out of a Saints beer party in Winnipeg. But I'm still upset about that. But
that's really weird, though. Bill.
But he seems like a nice
guy. Bill seems like a.
Yeah.
He's not normal, but...
Well, I think he might have been overserved that night when he decided the St. Paul paper wasn't treating the Saints as though they were the Twins, you know.
Well,
they
that weren't. Was actually true.
Yeah, it was. But anyhow, if the Saints... I think the game plan is to have the AAA club here in St. Paul.
Oh, for the Twins?
Yeah.
So are the Saints... Is it going to be the Saints, or are we going to have coexisting?
Well, they're going to have to.
Are they going
to
do this?
They're going to have to satisfy the Saints in some way. But I heard that Gold Klang. I don't think Vex too hot on it, but Gold Klang. You know the Gold Klang group.
Yep.
That owns this team.
Yep.
They own a bunch of minor league teams, and with the cut down and everything, I think they want to be taken care of. So because some of them are. Like rookie league and stuff.
So would the Saints be compensated to cease operations, basically?
Or maybe be the owners.
And that would okay.
Or maybe be the owners.
But the Saints would become the Twins AAA team. So there wouldn't two different tenants of the stadium.
I don't think so. That would be folly if they did that.
Yeah.
But the other one I heard, even though Miami had already signed to play there, was Wichita. Hmm. If Wichita's got a new ballpark and Miami was moving their AAA club, but they're going to try to make... There's a possibility we're going to have the third, you know, it used to be the American Association, the Pacific Coast League, and the International League.
Yes.
There's a possibility because of post-pandemic travel that they're going to have three again and divide it up, 10, 10, and 10, and divide it up more geographically. So there'll be a central country, you know, Midwest, the Texas country.
Instead of having Twins prospects in the East or West
Instead
Coast.
Of having Nashville in the Nashville in the Pacific Coast League and stuff like that.
Iowa was too.
Yeah.
The Cubs
that's true.
Triple A team was a PCL team in the last couple of years, which clearly makes made no sense.
So they're probably gonna do something like that. I heard that.
Well, you know what? It's a very good idea to have your prospects so they can drive down 94 instead of fly from Rochester on the one flight per day.
Yes, and I also heard that MLB would like to expand sometime in the next 5 years, and Nashville is their favorite place to go.
Actually, that would be a good place to go. Yeah. That's a great city.
Nashville would be their favorite.
You know who'd
place.
Be very, very pleased if that's an American League club? Lavelle.
Mm-hmm.
Nashville's a fun town.
Yeah, well, but Lavelle, you know, he's not as young as he used to be. We got to get him to slow down, man.
Good luck with that.
Okay.
I'll put you in charge of that. All right, Patrick. Talk to you next week.
Yep. If you have questions about your retirement savings, do what I did and work with a person that knows what the heck is going on. Work with Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk. My guy Josh will give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Learn how you can benefit from Josh's focused approach by setting up your own no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation to review your investments. Call Josh now, 952-925-5608.